I was mentioning that there was a time when, you know, you could have these neighborhood community connections taking place once in a while. You know, somebody might say, hey, let's have a cookout, and folks would join in the backyard. There's been a steep decline, though, in sense of community that has occurred all over the world in recent decades, and it is largely confined collective connection to groups and organizations whose principles, values, goals, or interests participants agree to share. On the positive side, collective connection gives up patriotism, faith-based communities. That's what it gives us, collective connection. It gives us patriotism so that we can salute our flag with integrity. Collective connection gives us faith-based communities. It gives us groups geared to civic causes and charities like Lions, Rotary, and Kiwanis. Youth development organizations such as the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, 4-H clubs. By the way, how many of you participated in any of those youth groups, those youth organizations when you were coming up? Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Cub Scouts, 4-H clubs. I tell you, I actually participated in the Boy Scouts and in the 4-H clubs and thoroughly enjoyed both. There was so much to learn about what they were teaching us directly, but also they were teaching us life skills. We were meeting with people who were like-minded, and it just helped give you a productive way to spend some of your hours connecting with other people, building relationships while learning new skills. It's great. This is how, in a positive way, collective connection brings us together. But you all know that I've often told you this is the program where we encourage the celebration of diversity while promoting harmony in a positive way. Well, we can have collective connection that bring people together, but their harmony takes them and everyone they influence in a negative direction. Fascism, cults, youth gangs, groups dedicated to hatred and terrorism. Collective connections, harmony, from a negative perspective, taking people in a negative direction. But nevertheless, you get the point. Collective or communal connections, helping us connect with other people. What about the transcendent level of connection? Basically, this level helps us to relate to someone greater than the self or something greater than self. For a lot of people, that someone would be God. Other people will look at this and they say, well, hey, I consider to be greater than me religion, morality, social causes, nature, the cosmos, or just generally speaking, the vast sea of humanity. This level of connection makes us aware that even though we metaphorically stand on a lone rock looking up at the overwhelming infinity of a starry night, we are connected in some mysterious way to something or someone greater. The paradox of human nature is that we feel more significant when accepting our insignificance. How many of you have had the experience of going to the beach and maybe renting a condo or a hotel room, doesn't matter, and when you had the chance, you went outdoors, you had your flip-flops on, you got to the sand, you took those flip-flops off so that your feet, your skin on your feet could sink down into that thick, grainy sand. As you made your way to a recliner chair, but as you did, you were looking out at that huge body of water. and you were listening to the sound of water rushing up against water. The dull, roaring sound of the ocean, the sea. And you looked as far as you could see, and you knew you hadn't seen the end of it. But you knew that what you did see was huge, overwhelming. You saw a lot of water. And you were thinking there, you're standing there, or you're lying there in your chair thinking, man, this is amazing. God made all of this water, and that's just one body of water that you don't even see all of. You look from left to right, and all you see is water. You look straight ahead as far as you can possibly see, and you see water, and you know that's not the end of it. You look at that water, and then you look up at the sky. The sky. The same thing, as far as you can see in any direction, sky is there. And you think about the fact that the sky was there yesterday, the sky was there the week before that, it was there the decade before that, and you know that sky has been there for centuries, in its place, every day, all day, without fail. And you're looking at that sky, and you're looking at that water. You're listening to that water as it forms its waves, and water laps against water, wave against wave. Some of the water is pushed to the edge of the beach, and you step in so that your feet can feel that water, and you're thinking, man, someone awesome created all of this. And even if all you're doing is just being amazed at the water itself and that sky above and all that's around you. And you realize in times like that, that you may not realize at other times when you may best just be sitting in your backyard, that something greater than you is there. The paradox of human nature is that we feel more significant when accepting our insignificance. So we turn toddler brain feelings into adult brain values by activating instinctual motivations to improve, appreciate, protect, and connect. We really grow up, mature, and we say, decided we're making a final transition from feelings to values by expanding on, I'm disappointed, but I'm okay. It looks like this. I'm disappointed, so I will improve, appreciate, protect, and connect. And then we move on to develop new habits that help us improve, appreciate, protect, and connect, especially when under stress. And we'll begin to look at that some more the next time. But coming up after this break, I'd like for you to join me again as Sister Member and Sister Number celebrate our deacons.